This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Our next guest who's here in the studio is Joy's own secretary, Secretary of the Board, Andrew Thorpe. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Tess. Good morning, Mecca. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good to have you in the studio. Now, before we actually talk about what you're here to talk about,
right.
I'm going to publicly congratulate you on your engagement.
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're getting married.
Yes.
So tell us why you decided to get married.
Apart from love,
of course.
Yeah, apart from love. So, look, my partner and I have been together for almost 7 years. It was sort of one of those things that we sort of had talked about but not really thought about in depth until after the marriage equality results came out. And there was sort of some family reasons for going ahead with that as well. So we're getting married actually on the 1st of...
You haven't answered the question, Andrew. No. Never thought of you as a romantic.
Well, there's practicality parts of it as well, yeah. Isn't it? But, looking forward to it. Happening in early December.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
So, Andrew, we have you've got some news for us in the form of AGM.
There's an
annual general meeting for Joy coming up soon.
There is.
So I know there's a lot of interest in this subject out there. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so members of Joy yesterday would have received an invitation to the AGM, which is happening on Sunday the 7th of October. I got one, Tess.
I didn't.
Well, you need to check your
check your email.
Check your emails. Obviously, this the AGM happens every year. It's a couple of weeks early this year because another thing to put in your diary is on the 20th of October, Northside Bazaar is happening. So
yeah, you don't want people to.
You don't want to clash.
You don't want to clash. So we've clashed the last couple of years, I think.
Not good.
The ops team, the CEO, and the operations team find that weekend quite busy. So we've shifted it forward a couple of weeks.
Good.
7th of October, put it in your diary. Now, that means that nominations are open for board members and also agenda items for the AGM. So they close on Sunday the 2nd of September.
So what does that mean, Andrew? Anybody can nominate?
Yes. Well, no. Not anyone can nominate.
Okay.
You have to be a Joy member and you have to have had a continuous membership of Joy for at least 6 months. So that's what an eligible member is, and that's
So if you joined 5 months ago?
No. Unfortunately.
You can't stand
as at the 7th of October.
Yeah.
Which is when the AGM's on.
Yeah, exactly. So, nominations close on the 2nd of September.
And the second part of your point was questions or agenda items. Yep. What's that about?
So if there's something really specific you wanted to raise at the AGM, you'd need to submit that in writing prior.
There's always an opportunity at the AGM to ask questions in any case.
Exactly.
But if there's an item that you want voted on by the members, this is the forum to do it.
Oh, I see.
As opposed to just asking a question. So if you wanted to say, we shouldn't allow 59-year-old bald Greek men on air,
well, that would be a motion, and that would have to be voted on. And so, if you wanted that, you'd have to actually put that in writing.
Exactly.
If you wanted to ask the question, can we have more of something or other occurring?
Yep.
You can just turn up and put up your hand when it's time to ask a question.
But so 2nd of September is the big date for that. So make sure you've got that in.
That's the deadline.
So make sure you go to joy.org.au right now, and you can see all the information there. If you are thinking about potentially being putting your hand up to be a board member, then there is an information session being held on the 3rd of August, Thursday the 23rd of August, which is just before our next board meeting. So,
and where will that be?
It's over the road. One of our board members just works over the road, and we meet there because there's some great spaces there. So,
okay, over the road. So people just turn up over the road, do they?
Yeah, so all the information's and
on the website.
On the website, in the information there.
Great.
So, yeah, so make sure
cool. You and how many positions are up for re-election?
So there are four of us whose terms end.
Four out of?
Nine.
Four out of nine. That's just under half.
Just under half. So so board members are elected for a three-year term, so myself included, are up for for our terms ending. And then obviously we'll see who puts their hand up.
Great. Great.
Yeah, so that's all happening. So make sure, as I said, go to joy.org.au to check out all the details.
So while
that.
We've got you on the while we've got you here, Andrew, what's been happening with our listenership?
So our listenership. So we get a report every 6 months from the CBAA, the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, and they commission an independent survey, listenership survey across community radio, which obviously picks up people who listen to commercial radio as well. So we get those reports every 6 months. So we got our most recent report a couple of weeks ago. And that has identified that we have 470,000 monthly listeners to Joy, which is an increase from of almost 70,000, just over 70,000 from January. So, exactly.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
So, absolutely. So
it was only just a couple of years ago, it was 280,000.
Yeah, yeah. So it's gone from January 2017, it was 345,000. And as I said, the most recent survey a month or so ago now is 470,000.
Wow. Now, does that cover all domains or just on air?
Just on air.
Just on air.
So it doesn't count the podcasting. So, look, to be frank, I was a little bit surprised in that because I think we've talked about it, I've heard it talked about here before as well. Our podcast stats got a big bump during the marriage equality
debate. Yes.
And, you know, obviously a lot of people listened in during that period and no doubt they listened in on air as well. Now, I, you know, to be frank, expected it to drop back down again, like our podcast stats did.
They have, yeah.
They dropped back down to a higher level, but they did drop back down. But this has really demonstrated that, yeah, it's been sustained since then, over those last 6 months. So that's fantastic. What that means is that about 12% of Melbourne's audience...
You must round up. It's 13.
No, I think it's 12. Nah. It was rounded anyway. 12% of the
Macca,
audience.
Macca, I trust Andrew.
Of the Melbourne audience listen to Joy in a month.
He's from the government.
No, Andrew is always evidence informed.
Yeah.
Always.
So so the 12%, if you compare that, so the big commercial FM stations get about 30% each. 3OW is about 20%. We're at 12%.
Gee, that's pretty impressive.
So it's about the same as ABC Radio National.
Neil
and
Mitchell said
SEN.
He's never going to talk to me again.
So it's a fantastic result. Big congratulations to all of our volunteer presenters across Joy who have been putting in stellar effort, as they always do. But the listenership's gone up right across the board. People are listening quite a lot compared to commercial stations. So I think it's about 1.5 hours on a standard weekday they listen to Joy. And they're loyal listeners because they do listen, appear to listen every single day. Mm. So,
and Andrew, what do we know about new technologies like online listening and, well, I suppose that's it, isn't it? Just online?
Well, yeah, digital. Yeah, yeah. So we don't... We are doing the trial in the digital space at the moment, but that's not included in the stats.
But what about when people listen on their laptop?
So that's not counted. So that goes through, well, unless the person thinks they've responded that they think they've been listening.
But do we have
online.
Any data on
no,
that?
No, we don't.
And we can't get
not,
those?
Not that I'm aware of.
You can get in the neighbourhood from the eye. But it's fairly inaccurate.
Yeah, exactly. It's quite inaccurate. So.
Because my gorgeous young cousin, Nikos, listens to us. He used to listen to us from Sparta. Mm. Now he listens to us from Montreal, which is where he lives.
There you go. And he listens online.
Yeah,
so we've got all the listeners online. So, well, we could say then at least 470,000 monthly listeners to Joy, particularly on the terrestrial radio here in Melbourne.
Now, finally, date of the AGM again?
Is the Sunday the 7th of October.
And where can you get more information?
joy.org.au.
Good on you, Andrew. Any other final messages before you leave us?
No, that's the key things. Make sure, and if you are interested in putting your hand up, make sure you do that by the 2nd of September.
Yeah.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.